Qatari and Iranian foreign ministers have discussed bilateral ties and means of boosting relations. During a phone conversation, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani and Mohammad Javad Zarif made the phone call prior to Qatar's announcement of restoring diplomatic relations with the Islamic Republic. Doha's ambassador left Iran in early 2016 following the lead of Saudi Arabia and its allies. They did so in protest to attacks on Saudi diplomatic missions in Iran. The attacks were in reaction to Saudi Arabia's execution of Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Doha's decision comes 2 months after Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates and Egypt severed ties with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Doha denies the accusation. For more on this story, let's go and talk to Sayed Mohammad Marandi, University Professor and Political Analyst, who joins us on the line here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Mr. Marandi, it's great to have you with us here on Press TV News. What do you think has prompted Qatar's decision in restoring diplomatic ties with Iran?
The most important thing, obviously, is the behavior of Saudi Arabia towards Qatar. The Saudis have been behaving in an erratic manner, and its behavior has been both irrational as well as destructive when it comes to Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. And its occupation of Bahrain, in addition, is another reason that to prove how the Saudis are behaving in a very destructive manner. But what has happened in the case of Qatar is, I think, more significant in certain ways, in that Qatar is the only country, like Saudi Arabia, to actually have its major mosque named after Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. In other words, the Saudis, if there's one country that they should respect, despite their intolerance and the Wahhabi intolerance that they follow, it is Qatar. Yet the Saudis cannot even tolerate the Qatari government. And that shows that the problems in this region are due to the policies of an intolerant regime in Riyadh. So now that Qatar is being punished by the Saudis, and the country, the Saudis basically try to prevent them from importing food and medicine, the same sort of thing that the Saudis have done with the people of Bahrain and Yemen. The Qataris have recognized the fact that their true friend is not Saudi Arabia. Rather, it is Iran that has come to its aid at its most desperate time of need. And this, I think, has created a change in heart in Doha, and relations have been improving very rapidly since the conflict between Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Marandi, do you think this restoration of ties between Doha and Tehran means Qatar does not really care about the Saudi reaction to this, because Saudi Arabia and its allies had called for the severance of ties between Doha and Tehran?
Yes, I think Doha recognizes that the Saudis, from the very beginning, they were the real threat to their sovereignty. Iran has never threatened any country in the Persian Gulf region. And instead, it's the Saudis who've been putting pressure on Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait. And these countries, actually, one reason why they refrain from siding with Saudi Arabia, specifically the Kuwaitis and the Omani government, is because they are fearful that if Qatar bows down to Saudi Arabia, then they will be next. The only reason why Bahrain abides by Saudi demands is because it's basically an occupied country, and its people are in a very large prison, sort of like the Palestinians in Gaza. So, yes, I think it's the Qatari government has made this decision, and it is basically informing the Saudis in public that we will improve relations with Iran, and we are no longer concerned about how you think about the situation.
Thank you so much. Sayed Mohammad Marandi, University professor and political analyst, joining us on the line here in the Iranian capital, Tehran.